Hi, I'm Bunny.
And I'm David.
And this is our podcast,
where we talk about anything we want,
and nothing you say matters.
Nothing.
I feel like being a bitch today.
Same girl.
Story of your entire life.
Story of my entire life. Scoot your ass up, bitch.
Story of my life. Take me home.
I'm so excited for, like, the next time we record, because the next time we record, we're going to be in our new apartment.
Oh my god.
And we're going to be able to sit on opposite sides of the fucking table. And what? Like, so we can, like, actually, like, have a little bit more room to sit.
The fucking mic.
No, I know. It'll be between us. It'll be fine. But what I'm saying is, like, we'll have room. We won't be, like, hunched together in a tiny corner of my tiny apartment.
Do you like being close to me?
No, I hate you.
Why don't you love me?
Fucking every episode, you cheek check the motherfucking mic. What the fuck, beach?
I gotta either be close or real
Let's
far
go
away.
To the beach, beach.
Nicki Minaj.
What do you think of those TikToks that have been happening where they're like Nicki Minaj? Oh my god, Nicki Minaj! Is that you, Nicki?
I've only seen that one that you.
Oh my god, I've seen like 12, and like one of them was like. And like this kind of like what do you fucking call it when there's like a mascot? Oh, a mascot costume. There we go. It was like a mascot costume of like this pig in like a fucking in a fucking like bikini and everything.
Wow.
And it was huge ass. It was hilarious.
Related, but not related
at all.
And
it did like it struck a pose. Like
there
was like
a mascot that did a song dance to the Beyonce. Ugh, it's so hard to be here right now.
What's a Beyonce?
You know Beyonce.
What do you think of WAB? Oh, I'm sorry, WAP. Fuck you, gay Twitter, for ruining that for me.
Is it WAP? I think it's WAP.
WAP? WAP?
WAP?
WAP. It doesn't matter. Wet ass pussy. Good for y'all.
I was curious, and then I heard it, and I was like, I don't like it, but I don't not like it because it's sexually explicit, because I love a sexually explicit song.
Pussy.
I just feel like I didn't like the song.
Yeah, it wasn't a great song. I mean, the coronavirus remix was a better song. Coronavirus!
I just think I don't like Cardi B. I just, like, I've not really liked anything that she's
right. She reminds
done.
Me, I feel like...
Megan, though. Megan's legit.
Yeah. But I feel like Ms. Van Gimateo, like, and Cardi B are, like, born of the same, cut of the same cloth. They are,
what does that mean?
This is Vanjie. She was like, Vanjie! And like Cardi B is always like, meh, coronavirus! You know what I mean? Like, and that's, it's just that brash, bubbly tone. It's gross. Anyway, how are you, Bunny?
That brash, bubbly tone.
Brave, bubbly tone.
Is gross.
It's just like, ah, coronavirus! Like, it sounds painful. That's and I do it. And it's not painful, but it still sounds painful. And I'm like, ugh.
I just hit my face with my cup.
How are you? Are you bruised? Are you bruised? Are you broken?
Bruised. Come on, Jack's mannequin. I'm fine. I don't know where I am. I don't know who we are. I don't know why it's like this.
Yes, now I feel. Hashtag mood, hashtag feels.
Hashtag please save me from myself. Hashtag
here eat. I go. Yeet myself down these stairs like that orange cat.
Wait, there was a remix that
you
was like,
are my
eat my something. I want to get lost in your rock and roll.
Yeet my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and fall down the cliff.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. I just made that up. I made up those words.
Yeah.
I'm a songstress.
You're a lyricist.
We use very different words.
Yeah, that's fine. How are you?
I'm alive.
I feel like we've done this before, and you don't know who that is. Flyleaf?
What's a flyleaf?
Oh, my God.
Is it like a leaf that looks like a fly? Is it a leaf that flies like to congregate on for a little kiki? A little gin and GNT, a little wap. No, wasp,
wet ass fly pussy.
Ew. Right, you're done. This is the end of the podcast.
We are 5 minutes in. This is the last episode. Goodbye. Just kidding.
No, finally, they were like this like alternative band from like, I know the 2000s.
Who they are. I just said, don't know. If you like played a song, I would be like, I don't know. I'll be like,
Evanescent.
No, I wouldn't, because I know Evanescent really well. But like,
yeah.
I would be like Paramore, because they sounded the same to me.
Oh my God.
You know I'm not wrong. It's similar genre. It's similar genre. Like female lead, right?
Yeah.
That's why I would be like, Paramore! You know what I mean? Because they were more popular.
Like, I get it, but like, Paramore's sound was definitely more poppy, like, pop alt versus like...
I could say the same thing about Taylor Swift being more country, and now she's like the pop idol.
I mean, yes.
Trash Swift, I should say.
Her last album, I'm not feeling it.
I don't feel anything that she does. It's trash.
I did really like 1989.
That was the year I was born.
That was really great pop. Oh my God, you're the same age as Taylor Swift.
I'm older. She was born in the fall.
Is that why she just wrote a whole fucking album about fucking cardigans? Folklore.
Folklore. Oh my God, get out of my apartment last time.
What?
It's the last time I'm going to say get out of my apartment.
You'll probably say it next time too, but I won't leave. Still.
Jesus Christ. No, I'm good. Like, everything's packed up. I hate living out of boxes. I hate feeling this, like, existential dread of, like, oh my God, I don't have enough space to put all my shit. Or, like, how many 5,000 steps do I have to take before we're ready to move in together / move in our stuff? You know what I mean? And then I also, like, wrote a list of all the things that I need to buy, like, or replace that have been, like, that have died.
Yeah.
Or things that I'm like, ew, I don't want to pick that up or, like, move that. You know what I mean? Like, that doormat's got to go. That doormat has followed me for 2 apartments. It's got
to
go.
If we move like my mother has taught me to move, you always throw away shit like that. Like,
brooms, yeah.
Mops, all that shit, you just toss.
Well, my broom I will not be throwing away because I just bought it not that long ago when we bought those fans. So yeah. We have a brand new broom, pretty much. I mean, so that's
technically, but it's like bringing the old problems into the new house problem.
Yeah, we just smudge. We just use some sage.
I found some sage, excuse me.
Great, I have like 6 packs. We'll do it.
I have 3 big bundles.
We will do it.
Smudge the fuck.
Witch talk. Just kidding. So yeah, today on Nothing You Say Matters, we have a live studio audience. It's my boyfriend, Tyler. Yeah.
Now it's on the internet.
Now the 3 people that we know in real life that fucking know us. I can't wait for, like, our 20 followers to, like, fucking come for your ass when you break my heart.
Let's be real.
David.
I'll eat you alive first.
Oh, yeah. Fine. I will. I am a spider demon. I will eat your soul.
You got a little drink. Little...
Not an ASMR podcast. Quit it. Okay, who's the spider demon now, fucko? That was disgusting! Was that your wasp?
Yeah. That was all my asshole.
I'm gonna make wasp a thing.
Please don't.
Podcast news! Oh, do you want to say hi, Tyler?
Hi.
Great. Podcast news.
I don't know what this is. Funny.
Are we done? Are we done laughing? Are we done giggling our heads up?
Yeah, I think I'm good. Thank you.
I don't want to edit this podcast anymore, so we're pretty much going to do minimal edits from here on out. So everything that's funny, we're just going to laugh at. So suck it up. That's part of your podcast news. If you hear us going, or if you hear Bunny and I, like, actually, like, fist fight in the middle of this, we catch some hands, we, like, throw some shade, and then we, like, cry about it, and then we keep going, which we do almost every episode. Don't be surprised.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. We're still fam. We're still friends. It's fine. Bunny might not have any weave anymore. I might not have eyes or, like, you know, like balls that function can reproduce. But we know we're here.
It's fine.
We're queer.
And we're here for you.
We're here for you. And you know why we're here for you? Us. Because we love you. And I don't understand why you don't love us. I'm going to chastise you again.
Again. I feel like all we do is chastise.
Oh, it's like every other episode.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the 12 people that have rated our podcast and like the 7 people that have reviewed our podcast.
Did we get a new review?
No, we did not.
Oh.
And that's what I'm saying. So get your shit together, motherfuckers.
Whoop.
I will come. which one of you motherfuckers told on me to my mom? So please, please, please send a little rate, a little send review, a little subscribe, especially on Apple. That's how more people hear about us. That's how we get more popular. That's how we feel more fulfilled. That's how we rub our nipples with butter. Anyway.
Yep.
Shout out to Jizka and BB for knowing that reference from college. But butter nips. I'll tell you on another day.
I feel like that was also a thing when I was in college, but I don't think it's the same. All right,
quick side note. I had a roommate who never paid rent, and instead of paying rent, she pierced her nipples, and then she ate all of the butter that my other roommate and I, because we were sharing food, we bought this giant tub of like the country crock, and she ate all of it in 1 week. She ate an entire, and so we surmised that she was using butter to lubricate her nipples instead of like lotion.
Wow.
Butter nips. Anyway.
That's not what my story was, and I also don't think it was butter nips. I think it was butter nudes.
Butter nudes. Yeah, like butter noodles. Oh my God. Now I want butter noodles. Yum. Okay. So, yes. Bunny, where can you find our podcast?
You can find our podcast. on most social medias, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at NYSMPOD. You can email us at Gmail, at NYSMPOD@gmail.com. Yeah. That was a lot of ats.
At. Throw it back. At. Gmail.com. com. I should be thrown in jail.
This is the first draft. It's fine. We'll remix it in the studio. It'll be great.
Only if you give us donations. Because did you know that you can donate to our podcast too by going to anchor.fm/NYSMPOD and click sponsor or like support or something on one of those buttons. Something that makes sense.
Yeah, minimum 99 cent.
Make it work.
Go ahead. Bump it up.
Yeah, bump it up. We got some bills to pay. Anyway, on to our queer news. Bunny, what's our queer news this week?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh my God, can I get an oh yeah? Oh yeah? Oh my God, you did it that time, and you did it the time before, and I was a bitch.
I was gonna say, I did it the first time. Queer news this week is Bolivia's first transgender news anchor puts LGBT issues front and center. So, basically...
Yeah, Bolivia, bitch.
Leonie Dorado, who is 26, is the first transgender news anchor in Bolivia, a traditionally conservative South American nation currently in the grip of coronavirus pandemic.
Coronavirus!
She's the co-host of Bolivian program Abby Ayala TV, covering LGBT issues in her role, drawing on her own position and life experience as a trans person.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. It's like, let's get some
trans. So that's like the second Latin American country this month that's been like, yes, gay rights. You know what I mean?
Oh, because wasn't your story about...
Yeah, it was in El Salvador, like, I think maybe last week? I don't know.
Salvador?
Yeah, when I just said Salvador, like it was a person.
Yeah.
When it's the country El Salvador. Anyway, so my weird news this week.
Weird.
Oh, that's probably copywritten. At least I didn't finish it.
Well, I mean, that's a different.
Most of the weird news this week was about coronavirus, and I was like, fuck you, I don't want that. Or like shit about Trump, or like blah, blah, blah. I don't fucking give a fuck.
Definitely.
So what I found is that there's a beautiful home that is called Skinny Penis. Just kidding. Skinny Home. It's a skinny house. Like,
excuse me?
It's a skinny house.
Why? Oh, my God. I don't understand.
It is wild.
What is this, Sims?
Exactly. It's like if you played Sims and Mick from Stream Queens, which you should listen to. She builds houses on Sims all the time. Like, that's like her, like, get the fuck out, her decompression land.
I love that.
And fucking, so I get all these snaps of, like, you know, her drowning people and, like, building houses. And she's like, it took me 7 hours and I took an edible. It was wonderful. But, like, so, like, this house is, like, 15 or, like, 20 blocks on Sims by, like, 2 blocks. Like,
it's the skinniest house.
It's so skinny. Anyway, so this is, it was a viral TikTok, and it's an unusual house that's in Deerfield, Illinois. It's also called the Pie House. It's on the market for about $270,000.
Okay, that doesn't make sense.
Which, that's the price of, like,
a luxury house. Condo in Minneapolis. It's weird. A lot of social medias were puzzled by the bizarre home because of its small size, didn't understand how you could live in it. And so some people were really upset by it. That's not a house. That's a hallway. So basically, the real estate agent like posted all these fucking things. It's a pie house because it's shaped like a slice of pie. So it's thinner at one end and it gradually gets bigger as you go to the back of the house.
Oh.
So it's really a triangle house and not just like a skinny little rectangle. It's 1,600 square feet with a basement. It's really cute.
I mean, it looks nice on the inside, but it doesn't make sense why you would do that.
I mean, if I had to live there, I would. I mean, the bathroom's on one end. I mean, that's the problem for me. The bathroom's on the small end of the house, and the bedroom's on the big end of the house.
So if you got the runs,
you got to run. You got a football field to go.
I mean, at least the floor is wood. Is the floor in the bedroom
at
also wood?
At least the floor is wood.
So if you shit on yourself, it won't stain. That's carpet. And there's a dog.
No, that's a statue of a dog.
Oh,
that's terrifying.
I hate that.
So, yeah. And so the reason why it was built this way is because the lot was actually a triangle. And it was just this little piece of land that was being sold. This little sliver of land. So he made the house work.
They couldn't have just made it like... The same size.
Like a community garden or something. You know what I mean? Why didn't the city buy it? But
yeah, just
fuck you, Deerfield. Fuck you. So.
Whoa.
That brings us to our advice for the week. Advice. This is where you get a song if you actually cared about us.
The song's never going to exist.
I have a piano. Yeah, we're done with that.
I have a piano?
I have a piano. I can make a song. I can go boop, 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 boop. Like all those cats on TikTok that play the piano. It's great. Ding, 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 ding. We're getting drunk off of the whiskey that we're drinking today because we're drinking whiskey ginger ales.
And we're whisking.
And we're whisking. And we're whisking. But we'll talk about that more in the second act. Advice this week.
In the second act.
What is something you resent paying for? I'll go. Taxes. And the reason why, and it makes me sound like some fucking crazy libertarian.
You do that every episode.
Shut the fuck up. Because I talk with my hands. You don't talk with your cheek. I talk with my hands.
I physically do talk with my cheek. That's part of my face. That moves my mouth.
Go to the doctor and get it checked out. That's not right.
My face?
So I resent paying for taxes.
Fuck my life.
Yes. Because, and it makes me sound like some libertarian fucktard because I'm like, tanky. But like, I'm also like, hey, I don't see anybody like being taken care of when they need it or like free healthcare or like at least subsidized education, which we talked about last episode. Go take a look. Back to school. So that's what I'm mad about. I'm resent paying for taxes because it feels like they don't go anywhere. Like, what does it go for? What does it go to? Nothing.
Sure, yeah.
I want a receipt. I want a little bit of like, I want a little like list. I want a little breakdown. I want a little spreadsheet. I want a little confirmation that the 30% in Medicaid, like Social Security tax and federal taxes that get taken on my motherfucking check every motherfucking week is actually being used for something useful.
Yeah.
Like, where's my high-speed rail system? Like,
Waldo?
Where is Waldo?
Where is Waldo? Why doesn't he have healthcare?
Why isn't he the president? At least, you know, at least he wouldn't be a fucking asshole on Twitter.
We never see him. Which would be better.
You'll never find him.
Bitch face.
He'll take us to the beach. Let's get in away.
Let's get away.
What is your thing that you resent paying for, Bun? Bunny.
I hate having to pay for laundry.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's stupid and unnecessary. It's just like, I have to pay you to
use this fucking machine that's old and nasty and never cleaned. And full of other people's germs and other people's, like, fucking socks and other people's half-done loads that they didn't even fucking, like, finish.
And I'm going to have to do this again in, like, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? Like,
it's a never-ending cycle. Yeah.
Why? For why? Why?
You did this for what?
Why?
It's so that so the reason why is because all these apartments, and I put that in like quotations because they're not real. All these management companies just don't want to buy a machine and like keep the maintenance up, so they outsource the machine to a company that has all the machines, and then they give them to apartments and then like do the maintenance for free. That's why. So you're paying for the fee to have this machine on site / having a maintenance come out and fix it.
There are better ways, because they could. I could still not have to pay every time I need to do a load of laundry, and I could be rolled into.
You could just give me like
fucking rent that's already too expensive because you're charging me for literally
everything and nothing.
Everything. Yeah.
You're charging me $2 million to shit in a toilet that's from 1974.
That doesn't even flush properly.
You're making me pay $2 million for a shower stall that smells like low-key sewage sometimes and is about the size of a twig person.
Where the water pressure sucks and the temperature is questionable.
Where the ceiling is caved in for a year and never been fixed.
Or there's no ceiling at all.
Yes.
Fucking hate it here. I'm very excited to leave.
Yes. You're charging me $30 for a fucking air conditioner that you bought. That you are demanding that's the only one we can use in our fucking windows. So
that
you're
also
making
takes
us
up
fucking.
Half of my apartment?
Yes! That you're making me fucking die. Like, our half of our 10 square foot apartment? I'm dying. I am dying. I literally melted this summer. I swear to you. I swear to you.
It was not a great time.
I swear to you.
I swear. By the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll never rent here again. Yeah, no.
Yeah, absolutely not.
No.
I will move to the suburbs before I rent here again, and that's saying something. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick bricky break.
Break.
Listen to
our one sponsor, anchor.fm/nmicenpod. Don't forget to sponsor us, too.
All right, see you soon. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back.
It's almost like we never left.
It's like we didn't leave.
Wow.
It's weird.
What the fuck?
There's a ghost knocking. It's probably downstairs. Anyway.
You're not in trouble. I was just curious.
So, this week we're talking about things that bring us joy.
What is joy?
Joy is defined as a gleeful feeling of things that Bunny or David have never felt.
Unknown concept, studied by many, seen by none.
Seen by all.
Yeah.
Johnny, where's my towel? That's scene from Schitt's Creek, so much fun. She's like, I will, if I don't get a towel, I will air dry in the streets. So much fun.
Much funny.
Anyway, so what sparks joy in your life, right? So you think of those things. What do you think of? We think of
none other than Marie Kondo.
The pioneer herself.
The pioneer of sparking joy in life.
What is it? The life-changing magic of tidying up? I think it's the name of her book. Which I bought. I was like, I'm going to do this.
And then you're like, I have to fold it how? Fuck you.
And then I read 10 pages. I was like, I'm not ready to throw things away. And I put the book on the shelf. And that's where it's been. And now it's packed in a box.
And you haven't thrown that away either?
No. But that's a tool.
It's a jewel.
Now that I've started to throw things away from this move.
Just like my book, Skinny Bastard, that I've carried around for 8 years, thinking that someday maybe I'll go vegan. Fuck that. I packed that away a couple days ago, too. It is hoarding. So Marie Kondo, doesn't she have a show?
She has a Netflix series. I think it's called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo.
And then she comes into the space and she's like, I don't speak English, so I have this translator. And I'm going to be like, touching all your shit and smiling, and then people are like, I don't know how to deal with this, and then the translator's just like, clean your shit up, slut. Like,
have you seen any of the episodes?
No, I've never seen a full episode.
I have not seen any of
it. I saw like part of it and I was like, no, I can't do this.
I've not seen any of it, but also like, now I feel like I should watch it. But yeah, she doesn't speak much English.
No, and I mean, like, she's... I mean, it's wise what she's saying, but, like, that is one style of, like, organization, and I feel like people take that so seriously. People are like, that's the only way you can be. And I'm like, but I like being a weird, like, swamp witch with shit everywhere.
Minimalism is a very specific lifestyle, and people were very into... or are very into that. It's still very prevalent.
Well, and in Japan, when they have 200-square-foot apartments, and that's, like, for a family of 10. Like, you know what I mean? Okay, they can only have, like, 5. But...
I mean, if you don't have a lot of space, minimalism is the way to go. But in America, Western civilization, we do things big, and we just put shit... in
think
places
Texas.
With shit.
Go big or go home.
Go big.
Go big.
I just
you know
like
because
things.
You're from Texas.
I am.
There's
from
quotations
Texas.
Around there. You are not from Texas.
I was born in Texas. I lived there for 3 years. I'm from Texas.
Okay, you're from Texas then. Fine. You never ever say that I lived there for 3 years. You always just say I was born in Texas, and then I'm like, that doesn't mean you're from there if you were just born there. Like, I could be born in the fucking, like, ocean and still not be from the ocean.
Well, it depends on what ocean it is. Then you might be part of a different continent.
If it's the Atlantic
Ocean.
If you're
born on a ship, where are you from?
Hell. You're a harpy. You're an alien from the sky.
If you're born on a ship.
You're a sea witch. No. Siren. You're a mermaid.
Oh, I missed my chance.
That's how I feel.
What are we talking about?
Marie Kondo tidying up. Remember how we go big or go home in America? Look at us. Look at our life. Look at our choices. We took a roofie from a priest.
Honestly,
I love sassy gay friend. It's
best
so good.
Decision.
You made a torso boat. Seriously, fuck? Watch Sassy Gay Friend. It's hilarious. They have one about the Giving Tree. If the Giving Tree had a sassy gay friend. And then she's like, oh, you know, he wants to cut me down and, you know, make a boat out of me. And he's like, a torso boat? He wants to hollow you out and make you into a torso boat? I don't think so. And, like,
wow.
It's so stupid.
I don't think I've seen that.
Or, like, just, tangent. Hello. Welcome to Nothing You Say Matters, fuckos. Sassy Gay Friend does Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
And then she's like, look at your life. Look at your choices. You took a roofie from a priest. Do you even know this guy? I had sex with him. Oh my god, you good for you, you big slut. And then he saves her life.
Right.
And then he does Hamlet too. And it's just like, Ophelia, so bad for yourself. Step away from the water.
I do remember that.
You're going to write some sad poetry in your journal and you're going to move on.
Good life advice.
Everyone should have a sassy gay friend. I mean, I don't like that, but, like, I like that.
I mean, nobody needs a gay friend.
Just like no one needs a black friend, so stop fucking saying it.
Yeah.
This is your PSA. This is the serious part of the podcast. Fuck off, fuckos. You motherfuckers. You heterosexuals. I'm just kidding. Sorry. That's breeder phobic.
We... We have, I don't know where we've gone, but we gotta come back.
Whiskey is happening. So,
Marie Kondo.
She walks into someone's house and she says, you have too many clothes, get rid of 90% of them. And then she says, you have to fold, if you're gonna keep these, you have to fold them in basically origami and you have to put them in drawers. And like, your underwear has to be like folded up in these little things so you can see all of your stuff at once. That way you know if you're gonna use it or not. And then when you pick something up, if it doesn't spark joy in you, you should throw it away. You should get rid of it.
That's kind of the big thing that came out of that. It's like, does it spark joy? Like, you hold it, and like, if this doesn't like make you feel good.
And it took the internet by storm.
It did. It was a huge thing.
Right. If I put a dick in my mouth, does it spark joy? No, but it's fun.
Which is kind of one of my questions. If it sparks joy, but it's not...
tangible,
useful.
If it's not utilitarian,
if it can't be used but it sparks joy, you keep it.
Like, do I need the 5 wine stoppers that I have packed away the other day?
I mean, yes, because we drink wine.
Yeah, but like, do I need 5 of them? No, I have 2 in a fucking case too. I have 7 wine stoppers. When am I gonna have 7 bottles of wine open at one time?
Never. I drink so much. Yeah.
I don't even use them at 90% of the time. That's because true. Why would I even, like, put the bottle away? Does that make me an alcoholic?
No.
No. That makes me a millennial, depressed, sad gay.
That's a connoisseur of wine.
What is... What?
I don't know. That would just kind of happen on accident. I don't know.
Another show that is wild on TV about cleaning shit up is Hoarders. Have you ever seen Hoarders?
No.
I don't like it. Terrifying.
I always see like snippets of it, and it's always like the most extreme.
My mom's a hoarder. Like, if my mom were still living in the trailer that I grew up in, my mom would be living in like piles of shit just like that. Like, I don't think my mom would, like, you know, live in a space where the kitchen sink and like the stove and stuff wasn't like able to be gotten to, but she would have like a mountain of shit everywhere. And like things that are like just super gross and dirty. Like when we broke my mom out of the trailer park, when we got her out of the house, because what happened was my childhood home, the furnace broke, and it was like $3,500 to fix it or $3,500 to rehome my mother into an apartment.
Right.
So we chose apartment.
Right.
And we gave the trailer back to the trailer court association of the whatever, the manufactured homeowners, whatever. And they were like, sure, yeah, we'll just take it from you. It's fine. We signed the lease over everything. They gutted it, read everything, but whatever.
Sure.
What happened was most trailers have like a desk in the kitchen, like a built-in desk.
Okay.
From the 70s. This is a specific type of trailer. It's like a very small kitchen, but like there's like a desk and like there's drawers or whatever. And like there was, my sister had a cat that she never like let go of. Like she made my mom keep it forever and ever and ever.
Sure.
And then my mom finally like got rid of the cat, but like the cat peed all over everything and peed on that, like a like underneath that desk a lot, because he would crawl up in there because there was a fucking wasps colony city. Fucking metropolitan area living in that desk under the trailer and like in the walls there.
Ew.
So there was hundreds of wasps that he would pee on, and wow. Like there was like papers and papers and papers and stacks and stacks and stacks of old bills, old mail, old things of my sister's dad hadn't lived with us since 2000.
When with us,
when we moved my mom out.
Yeah.
2014 or 15.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So in like 15 years, like he hadn't even lived there, and there was like bills of his that were unopened. It was fucking wild. So like Hoarders is real. Hoarders, back to like the reality of the situation. Hoarders is a television show where they come in and they're like, yo, this family or this person, it's usually their family that's like, hey, this person in my family has this issue with like not throwing things away and like keeping all this garbage and keeping all this junk. And they can't differentiate between things that are like, that should be thrown away or tossed. I don't need 200 bags for gifts that I never give. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that balance of need and want, and it's actually like a psychological disorder.
Right.
And so that's kind of the hard part about it, is because like people find sentimental value in things sometimes, especially when they have other underlying mental disorders that really speak to holding on to things or like needing something for sentimental value or like that security.
Yep.
And so they get really touchy and like really crazy if when they're like their stuff is being just thrown into big dumpsters, and
right, and that can be damaging because it's
very damaging. Yeah. And it's very intense, and sometimes it can like intensify or worsen the condition.
Yeah.
So wow. But yeah, no. Like, so cleaning things up, you know, you never want to get too like hoardery. You got to keep yourself in check. You know, you don't want to end up on an episode in 20 years.
Yeah, I feel like I have
hoarding
tendencies, but like I like things to be clean.
How many magazines did you throw away that you never read?
Well, they were sent to me, and I had planned on reading them, and I just hadn't. And now I'm using them to wrap all my dishes.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Look at you using that.
Hmm.
Using that paper that you murdered.
Arts and crafts.
You murdered that tree. You murdered that sequoia. What did that sequoia ever do to you?
He'll remember me because my dick's the size of a sequoia.
Next. So, packing and getting rid of stuff. So, like, that's a really great transition. So, you're using that for your... You're repurposing some hoardy shit for your packing. How is packing going, Benny?
Packing, parking, picketing, a box, tape. Shut up. I hate it.
I hate me too. It's fine.
How is it going?
It's fine.
How much have you gotten rid of?
I've gotten rid of... It's mostly papers.
Sure.
That's
sure,
the kind
sure.
of thing that I hold on to. Is papers and
notebooks. Yeah, like, I end up, like, with a... Like, in the past, and I've tried mail. To get a lot better about it, but, like, I would end up with, like, I don't know, a stack, like, 5 inches tall of, like, mail that I've read, but, like, I don't want to throw it away because I'm like, am I mean, horny? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm really mad about,
like... Or I just, like, set it down, and then I forget about it.
Opening it.
Same.
Just be, like, letters, great. Just, like, shit, and I'm like, oh.
Great. We'll try to be really good about that as roommates. Yeah. And just be like, hey, you got some mail, fucko. Read it now. I want to watch you open it. Yeah,
I'll
get that.
I'll open it, and I read it. It's like, oh, I don't know what to do with this, so I'll set it down.
Or what I'll do is I'll be like, you want a treat? You want a treat. And I'll be like, I'll, like, pour you a glass of wine and be like, you want it? And then you got to open your mail first. Okay, great. You can have one sip. You want the rest of the wine? You want the rest of the glass?
No.
Oh, yeah, you do. No. Yeah. If it was like a lemon bar, like
lemon.
Yeah, lemon bar. Mm. Lemon bars are the way to Bunny's heart.
Lemon.
Anything. Lemon. Just lemons. It's throw fun. Lemons and be like, I'm
put some lemons up
freeze
on your
a lemon. Bowl. Here's how you get Bunny to do shit. Freeze a lemon, tell Bunny to do something. When they say no, throw an ice cold, hard lemon at them. They're gonna love it and hate it, and then they're gonna do it the next time because they don't want a lemon thrown at them.
Nah. That's questionable. We'll see how that works for you.
You're just like, I like welts. I like bruises. I love pain. It. Give it to me. Especially if it's from a lemon, my lemon daddy. Getting ready for your lemon parties. Oh my God, are you going to do a lemon party when you're old?
What is that?
A lemon party is an old man orgy. No. Like if you're like sad and like old and geriatric and sad. If you're in the nursing home and there's like, you're in a gay nursing home. Because that's the future. And it's in like Cabo.
Please just kill me. Right away.
Oh, I'm dying. I'm self-suiciding at 65. That's the goal.
I most certainly will not be throwing a lemon party.
Oh, you're not throwing. I'm asking if you're attending.
No. If my bits still work when I'm old enough to be in a home, then I want some young little something if I'm not married to come hang out.
At least to, like, look at. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to fuck, but you just gotta be like, can you just do a, like, just hang out with me naked? I want to see those mounds.
My grandma used to say shit like that to my mom all the time. My grandma was a very large lady. And my mom is very tiny. And she used to come over, or we go over to her house, she'd squeeze mom's butt or, like, her breast. And she's like, I ain't seen nothing that little in a long time. The fucking
first of all
weird
sexual harassment, second of all amazing that like that's your like a relationship you get to have with your mom. If I had a relationship, you know what I mean?
No,
like
that was my dad's mom with my mom.
Oh, sorry, I went the other way. I thought it was your mom's mom and I was like
no. It was my dad's mom who said it's
which
to,
is
to my mom
actual sexual harassment,
which is
that needs
very
to stop.
Very weird.
Yeah,
she's been gone for a while.
Well, she probably,
I do remember that.
She was probably just like, I'm still disappointed that you don't have anything. Like, I thought my son was gonna marry somebody better. Like,
that's so fucking rude.
But you know what I mean? Like, that's a thing.
That's definitely like a mom.
That's
thing.
Such a thing. Like, a mom is like, oh, my son needs to have a plump woman, somebody voluptuous. You know, like, you gotta have curves or nah. Or maybe you're too fat and you're like, oh, you could lose like 15 pounds. Especially if it's a skinny white woman and then her son marries like a bigger girl and she's like, honey, are you pregnant? And it's like, she's like barren. You know what I mean? Like, fuck. Fuck. Women are dumb.
You just went to this whole very weird place.
I'm sorry. Anyway, moving on.
Were we supposed to go hoarding?
We're pivoting to pasta. We were talking about packing.
Oh.
And how it was going for you.
Packing's going fine. It's almost done.
Great.
I feel like now I've left a lot of things for, like, last minute packing. I'm like...
So, like, Friday night when you're like, break it! Gone.
Yeah, it's like, all right, none of the shit I don't need anymore. Just put in the thing and we're done.
Yeah. I'll open this box in 20 years. So, my question for you, my next question...
Next question.
...is how long is too long to hold on to something?
I'm not a good gauge. So I'll hold on to shit forever. I had
do you have mail from 2001? Then you're not my mom.
Actually, I don't. I don't. but I have, like, notebooks from when I was in, like, high school.
Yeah, I mean, I still carry some of that stuff. I have, like, a bunch of... I have, like, two or three memory boxes now.
Yeah.
Of just, like, random stuff. And I've gone through them and gotten rid of stuff. And I'm like, no, don't need that anymore. I don't want this little, like... Because I was in, like... I remember one thing that I did get rid of was, like, a fork that had googly eyes on it and, like, a poorly painted mouth. Because somebody that was in my high school production of Beauty and the Beast gave everybody, like, little forks. Because, like, dancing forks, prancing veal, what an entertaining meal. You know that whole thing?
Yeah.
That was the gift. Was forks.
Interesting.
So I finally got rid of that. But, like... Yeah, I keep stuff.
See, that's why I end up keeping some of the things that I keep. So I'm like, I want to like, put this together with things to actually have, like, a physical thing for memories. But I've never been a scrapbooker. I've never even Googled how to start scrapbooking. I've heard of a shadow box.
It's where my soul lives.
That's not the shadow realm?
Wow. I think that, like, the real answer to how long is too long is really, it depends on sentimental value, right? So if there's actual sentimental value to it, like, and it's justifiable, and it's not an episode of Hoarders, no offense to anybody that has that issue in life, but when you're, like, just a sad gay millennial, like, it's really, I mean, we can hold on to shit forever, you know what I mean? Like, how many cock rings have, like, snapped in half that you still have, you know what I mean?
On what the object is, too.
Yeah. I mean, if it's something sentimental from something you really enjoyed. Like, I know you keep every program from every concert we sing with TCGMC.
Yeah.
And that's really cool for you. That's sentimental. I keep every program from every show and every ticket from every concert I go to.
Yeah.
But I don't keep everything. You know what I mean? Like, if it's something I didn't care for, bye. Like, I'm like,
Yeah.
What about something that doesn't belong to you? So, like, an ex's stuff.
Do I like it?
No. How long is too long to hold on to it when it doesn't belong to you?
Do I like the thing?
I don't know. Do you like it?
If I like it, I'm keeping it. If it's just like this thing that they left, if I don't want it or won't use it, I'm throwing it away.
You wouldn't even like... So, like, in your situation now...
No. I'm just kidding. Continue.
You heard it here first, Zach. Sorry. Sorry about your Letterman jacket.
No, go ahead. What was your scenario?
Well, Jesus fucking Christ. So you're... don't give me that... Don't turn some fucking Vogue looks right now, bitch. I don't got time for your fucking glam-ass bullshit.
Glam!
Oh my God, I want glam doll. I just want, like, one vegan donut.
I just want, like, a piece of bacon from a donut, but I don't want the donut.
I want a... Yeah, I want a bacon donut. Great, thanks. My situation or my scenario, right? Is like, if you have stuff that was your ex's.
Okay.
That you don't necessarily, like, want or, like, it reminds you of them, so you don't want it. But you also, like, kind of like it, so you want it. So you kind of hold on to it. But you also have this, like, issue of, like, well, I know they have a lot of sentimental value for it. Like, if it was, I don't know, a picture of their mom. And they just never came and got it. Okay, why would they have a picture of your mom at your house? But, like, still, you know what I mean? But, like,
yeah,
it was something sentimental like that, you know? Sure. Would you hold on to that for them? And if they were like, I'm going to go teach English in China for 6 years, bye.
Okay, that's a very, very specific thing.
But it's not. If it doesn't belong to you.
If it's something like that where it's, like, sentimental to somebody else that I just happen to have... I will contact you, like, hey, this thing is in my possession. It's yours. Do you want it back? And we'll figure out how to do it.
And what if they say yes, and then they never come get it? And then they never tell you that they're free to come drop it off?
Then I'm throwing it away.
Oh, you are savage. Trashy, bougie,
because here's
ratchet.
Because here's the thing. If it was sentimental, it was that important to you,
they would have come and picked it up. You're right.
Especially after I reach out to you when we don't have connection anymore.
What do you think a good timeline would be for that?
I would give it a couple of weeks, like maybe 2 weeks.
I would give it like maybe like a text, an initial text, and then a reminder text, and then it would be done.
Yeah.
I'd be like, if you don't get this by Friday, it's out.
I won't even say anything.
If you don't come get your fucking children, I'm killing them.
I won't even say anything.
And feeding them to my cats.
If, after, like, the like, reminder is like, hey, we were going to, like, do this. When are you free? If they don't come do it, I'm not reminding you, and it's just going to be gone. They're going to text me 2 months later. Oh, do you have that thing? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
New phone, who dis?
Yeah, if I didn't like you, I'm ruining your life.
Oh, my God. I will return the picture of your mother with my shit smeared all over it. Written in there saying, like, Happy Mother's Day. You know what I mean?
I'll send you a link to
your mom.
Video of me setting it on fire.
I'm going to tell on you to your mom.
To your my mom. So, what about you? You said it was, like, maybe 2 weeks, like, a text and a reminder.
Yeah, it would be, like, a text and a reminder for me. I think that's my limit. And then, like, I mean, it would be, like, 1 or 2 weeks in between. I mean, my last relationship with the graduate student, that piece of fuck, we didn't see each other for probably 6 weeks. And, like, after I moved out of the other place and I found, like, a little, like, I had, like, a box full of, like, random stuff that was his, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I gave that, I was like, okay, I have your shit, come get it. And, like, he was so rude. And then he was like, he just was so mean about it. Like, he didn't even want it. And I was like, why do you want this stuff? Why did you come here then? Like, it was, like, stupid shit. Like, some remotes to it. Like, it was, like, a remote to one of the TVs that he took. It was, like, a bunch of other random, like, trinkety, like, things that don't actually matter.
Sure.
And, like, he still came and got them. And I'm like, what did you want the final fucking word? Because fuck you.
Did he know what it was?
Yeah.
Oh. Whatever. I don't know. That's very weird.
It's fucking weird. I don't know.
You need a mediator.
You do. You really do. Peanut gallery. Don't leave your shit at my house or I'm never getting it back to you. Oogie.
I heard oogie. Which reminds me of that weird sound. Oogie, 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 oogie. Do you remember that? It was like in high school, like the people would put like their hand over their mouth, like a fist, and they'd like blow into it or something, and they would just like fucking tap the bottom and it'd make like a oogie, 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 oogie.
Are you talking about, like, a duck sound? Like, a duck call?
It wasn't, like, it wasn't a duck. I'm gonna
basically,
find it.
Basically, David, it wasn't a duck. So, society has made getting rid of shit so difficult.
You live in an apartment building, but you can't throw away any furniture. And if you want to throw away something large, you have to, like, contact somebody to come pick it up at a certain time. How is that even possible in a capitalist society? I gotta be at work for 70,000 hours a week, but I have to be at home so you can pick up my fucking mattress? Eat my
absolutely
asshole.
Not. Doesn't yeah, make sense. We threw a mattress away.
I mean, we did.
We did. And you know what? Don't care. Long hair, don't care. There's no cameras here. They don't fucking know.
Yeah, but just like consciously, like they're just gonna put in a dump, which is not good for the environment. And if they burn it, that's not good for the ozone.
Right, and I would, you know, if these services were free, I would absolutely say, sure, come pick it up. But you have to pay for those services. If you, like, get rid of a mattress, it's like $100 for the city to come pick it up.
Yeah, you have to coordinate, and then you have to pay for them to come pick up your trash. Like, that
absolutely
doesn't make
not. That's not fair. Just take it away. Take it away, Jeeves. Well, and I mean, like, that's just the kind of the way that, like, life has been. You know, it's just... That's how garbage is treated these days. And there's so little funding in recycling, I feel. Like, there could be so much more funding in recycling. Excuse me. But why is that the only option? You know what I mean? Like, there's not enough, like, thrift stores or not enough, like, places to reuse or resell or redo things. It's COVID. It's a pandemic. I'm not going to, like, sell my mugs on Facebook Marketplace for $10. You know what I mean?
Some stranger can come by and just pick them up.
And cough
suddenly
on me.
You have COVID-19.
Fuck that. No way. No way, David.
Yeah. I think, yeah. We're not prepared. We're not ready.
Yeah, and so I think that society needs to really focus on less production of stuff and more reusing of stuff. There are so many things in the world that are, like, completely perfectly useful that just get thrown in the dump or they get thrown away because there's no other option for them. Or if they get sent to a fucking thrift store and they're like, you know, like, whatever you want to do. Like, I don't know. I would love, if I had the money and, like, the time and, like, the patience, I would love to, like, live a no-waste lifestyle.
If I had money, yeah, you can afford to buy sustainable things, mm-hmm. or like things that have like less packaging or reusable packaging.
Well, and I know that like grocery stores are like slowly changing toward that.
Right.
Not like commercial ones, are pretty much, but more like co-ops are pretty much there, where you go with your containers that you've purchased that are reusable, and then you go fill them up with the food that you need, like the grains, like the rices, like the, you know, the cereals, the, you know, anything. You can bring your like milk cartons back and like trade them in for like a new glass carton of milk, or, you know, any of those things.
But honestly, that's awesome. That's the way to go.
Right. Right.
Let's go.
Let's make it happen, bitches. Like, it's not hard.
Captain Planet.
He's a hero.
Go Planet is what the thing is. Go Planet. Let's go for the planet. Let's get some glass milk.
Earth.
For the planet.
Fire.
Fire.
Wind.
Water.
Heart.
Go Planet.
And I'm Captain Planet.
That was a great... They had a great...
We've referenced that
Captain Planet like game
3 weeks in a row now.
On Cartoon Network when I was a child. I used to play it all the time.
You don't even know what Captain Planet is, do you, Tyler?
Oh my god, he was so hot. He was, like, green, but he was, like, hot. He had a mullet, but he was hot.
Yeah. A mullet and, like, spiky, like, douche hair.
Yeah. He kind of looked like a fuckboy, like, but he was, like, a
whip. Saved by the Bell, Mario Lopez's character.
Ugh, Mario Lopez.
It's kind of what it looks like. Anyway. But, like, green.
Yes! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
What was his name? Skeeter? I don't know. I'm just making that up now.
I don't think that's right.
Alright, so we've talked about all the things that do not spark joy in our lives that we get rid of, right? Which is like everything.
So many things.
But we also don't get rid of things. And we also have things that actually spark joy. That are actually like, oh my god, yeah.
Although that's cynical and bitter as we are, we enjoy
things. So what is like one piece of furniture that you're like, I love this?
Oh.
Or textile.
I don't have it
anymore. Or like
anymore.
A glass, like a piece, like a thing in your kitchen.
I used to have, it was like a little tiny, like, decorative pillow. I think it's that Reach for the Stars, but it was from my mom. But that used to be on, like, every bed I ever had. I brought it with me to college. It's like this cute little pillow. I don't know where it is now. I think it's at my mom's house.
I was gonna be like, what, did a cat throw up on it?
No.
Did you spill a bottle of lube on it?
No, actually, I never spilled lube. Poppers, though. Different.
Did you spill poppers on it? Then it spontaneously combusted because it actually had the soul of Satan in it.
Oh.
Because it had a fucking stupid saying.
That's why
it should have said, ahaha, alive, fuck.
I'm gonna learn how to fucking, like, crochet, and I'm gonna make that.
Embroider?
No, crochet.
Crocheting is making like an afghan. Embroidering is where you like take a pillow case and you're like, I'm gonna like write these words in string.
I can crochet the top part and then we can put something on the back and then we can stuff it with some shit that makes it a pillow. I'm gonna crochet it.
When is it gonna be like block lettering? Alive. Fuck. Jesus.
Whatever.
Cheese and rice.
What if my grandma loves me enough to like make that?
At this point in my life? My new bed is the thing that sparks joy in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so comfortable. I sleep like a fucking rock. My plants also give me joy to textile-y things. Also, I have, like I love my blanket. The blanket that I have on my bed. My friend Kate got it for my 18th birthday.
80th birthday.
18th birthday. And I've had it now for a million years.
My dad got me, I think, like a faux mink blanket from Korea when he was there.
Nice.
It's fucking huge, and it has like this like big line on it, which how you know it's like a legit blanket because it's just like a random animal.
That's what mine is too. And mine has a tiger.
Oh wait, yeah,
bitch.
Mine's similar, but yes. it's a lion. It's those so blankets soft. Are
so real.
It was so good, and then I don't use it anymore. I still have it because I want to like salvage it, but I'm afraid to use it because once upon a time I was staying with a friend, and some heathens threw a brick through a window. And it shattered over where I slept. And so the blanket was, like, covered in glass.
Oh, we can fix that. No worries.
Yeah. I don't know.
But you have, like, a neuroticism that you're like, oh, my God, there's, like, a shard of glass that's gonna poke my penis. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I'm scared I'm gonna, like, be in there, like, ooh, comfy, and, like, just, like, fucking slice myself open.
Like a kitten in their claws?
Fuck those cats.
Fuck those.
Fuck
pussy.
Those kids.
Fuck that waff.
But I do really like that blanket. I've not used it since I was a freshman in school.
Nice.
Yeah.
What music sparks joy in you?
Oh. Well, that changes regularly.
Today.
Today I've been binging Gia Ford. She's a queer artist, but she makes this like really like chill kind of like groove.
Yeah.
So, it's so good. Betty Who was like standard like all like always.
Betty
it's like
who?
Betty Who. She's always a moment. She's always the queen. It's always the time. It's always great. Also the band Muna. I could listen to them
forever. So here's a quick review about Betty Who. She is the slightly better version of Pink. That's it.
She's a poppier version.
Slightly better version of Pink. Like, I love Pink, but Pink is like, it's so mainstream. Like, so mainstream that it's like she forgets, like, herself. And she's a mom. But Betty Who, not a mom. She's a mom to the gays.
Pink's a cool mom. I think Betty Who definitely has, like, that, like, stylistic feel of Pink. And she also has kind of, like, that, like...
mood.
That, like, that aesthetic M-E-W-D. Of Robin.
Yes!
Like, I think, like, those two together, very much, like, kind of what Betty stands for. And then she's just like, I will do everything for the gays. Like, literally, she's like... Every Pride
she fists
event
us,
that she
fine.
Could do, she's like, I'm at Pride. See you at Pride.
Yeah, we'll be at Pride, bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What's your musical?
My music thing that sparks joy.
Your musical joy.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. Pretty much anything that gives me, like, a musical orgasm. And there's, like, those moments that, like, things... Okay. Quick definition. Musical orgasm for me is, like, when you, like, have a piece of music or any, like song, anything that just, like... that swells to a moment, and then it's just like, you know what I mean? It's just like, you have this, like, amazing, like, feel. So.
Okay, I understand.
I have to pause the podcast real quick. And you're going to take this out, dumbass. All right, so I found it. Maybe I didn't. Here it is. You don't feel that?
I did not feel that.
Okay, so that's O Suave Fanciulles from La Boheme. It's one of my favorite operas. And it sparks me, it gives me so much joy because it's this whole thing. If they're on the rooftop and they're confessing their love for each other, but it's after they're like, no, but I'm a peasant girl, but no, I'm a stupid writer. And they're like, we want to fuck. And they're like, yeah, we love each other. And it's this whole beautiful, it's like, oh, suave fanciulla. And it's like, what a, it's just, it's this moment where you like, you have this like build up and then you have this release in music and it's gorgeous.
I didn't hear any kind of release. I do understand.
I will
what
play
you're
it
saying.
Again for you from the beginning. I think you'll understand it more. One moment.
I get that. I understand.
So we gotta rapid fire through these because we have spent a million years talking about
hoarding.
What we hate. Ha 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 ha. Booze. What is your booze that brings you joy, bitch?
Tequila.
Tequila. What kind? What kind?
I really like silver now. Jose is like a solid, you know, like Jose everywhere.
Yeah.
I've had Patron a couple times and that's really, really good.
Patron is for like
Patron's
white
people with money. Which I
so
don't
white
have.
People.
Booze. Go.
Booze. Whiskey is really good. Love a whiskey ginger. That is the podcast drink today. Whiskey
ginger.
Whiskey ginger
minus gone.
It is a I don't remember what it was like Bird Dog. Bird Dog is the brand. It's a phenomenal thing.
I think I've heard of that.
Gerald gave me the suggestion, so and then it's ginger ale, and it's just I love this. I love a nice warm, toasty, spicy little thing.
You know, I don't think I've ever had a whiskey ginger. I've done whiskey sours.
Yeah, whiskey sours okay, but like
lot,
they always
they
leave like
sweeter.
A weird taste on the. What did you think?
This is more whiskey. I think it's.
I only put a shot and a half of whiskey in there.
I think this was a good, like, balance. Like, I tasted the whiskey, and the mixer didn't really take away from that, but it did make it, like, more easily
palatable. Sure.
Yes.
Would you drink it again?
I would drink this again.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Great. We have winter beverages.
Got it.
food.
Ooh, chicken nuggets.
Chicky nuggies.
Chicky nuggies.
Cheese. That sparks so much joy for me.
Yeah.
I mean, like, good cheese, though. It can't just be, like, shit cheese.
You don't like Kraft cheese? Kraft singles? No?
That's not cheese. That is oil and water mixed together to make cheese-flavored cheese.
cheese flavored cheese and like those cheese crackers. Love that shit.
TV shows.
Ooh. Oh. Steven Universe.
Oh, so much joy.
I miss
from
it
that.
All the time.
Oh God, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, Steven Universe is a really good show.
What? I forgot that it's over.
I'm so excited. I'm sorry to traumatize you again.
I would concur with that. A TV show that always brings me a lot of joy is Charmed. I go back to Charmed all the time. That's the OG right. Charmed.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just something that like peaceful to have on in the back. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Movies. Is there a movie that you like?
Kiki's Delivery Service.
Okay.
I've seen that so many times. Every time I watch it, I'm like, this is still good. I like this.
Mine is Easy A.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Just a couple of admitted whores. What about People?
Like, people I like?
Yeah. Like, is there like a... Do you... Like, what is an activity you do with people that sparks joy? Let me just rephrase that.
An activity with people that I do that sparks joy. I don't know.
Kayaking. Just kidding.
That was actually a lot of fun. I think it depends on the person, like, what the activity is. Because, like, sure. If I'm hanging out with, like, you, like, we just, like, watch TikToks, which is, like, fun. And we have so many laughs.
I would say drinking.
Drinking?
Because pretty much anybody that does drink is fun to drink with. I don't drink with people who are not fun to drink with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I try not to. what about money?
I love direct deposit.
I love auto bill. Like, I hate remembering having to pay bills, and I love it when it's like automatically debited, and I'm like,
I hate auto bill, because I was like, we're gonna deduct this much money from your account. It's like, just take the fucking money. I don't want to hear about it. Just take it.
Oh yeah, I don't need the reminders. That part pisses me off a little bit, but I do like when they confirm that they're like, this has been debited from your account. And I'm like, great, I won't spend the money.
Direct deposit's never been sexier.
What about nature?
Nature, I love the smell of, like, a bouquet of flowers, like, fresh flowers. It's always really, like...
A what?
Subtle, fresh flowers.
You said a what of flowers?
A bouquet? That's what I said, but I couldn't figure it out again.
It was very,
A bouquet?
I would have to say thunderstorms.
I love the smell of rain.
Yeah, that thunderstorm last night, that literally...
That fucked me up.
It was wild.
It was good, but it woke me up like 4 times.
Oh, yeah. We were up for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah. Different. What about boys?
What about boys? Boys are trash, but I love a good butt.
Boys are disgusting. I love calf muscles.
I was going like to say
a good, leg. A good leg.
I love a good leg.
Braised in honey mustard. Just kidding. No, I don't like that.
That might not be bad.
But, you know, if we had to eat people.
I could do it.
I'd go for the thick boys first. Can you imagine what their rump roast tastes like? Their rump roast? Like a bodybuilder's rump roast? A guy with a fat ass?
It's too snooey. They would have to be... They couldn't be bodybuilders because they've worked out the muscle too much.
Okay, fine. But like people who just have like nice, naturally fat asses?
Yeah, just like a natural fat ass. Perfect for consumption.
Oh, I agree. 200%.
Get out of here. Stop it.
Get out. Leave. Never come back to my
apartment.
Get out
of my apartment.
This isn't your apartment.
It is now.
Anyway. This brings us to the end of our episode, bitches.
We survived another round in Thunderdome.
Where we talked way too much about the negative things and then had to rush to the positives. Welcome to the format of Nothing You Say Matters. Nothing you say matters except what we think. So fuck off.
You're so close to the mic and not at the pop filter.
Anyway, what you been tweeting is we bitch, bitch. Oh, yeah.
That is the thing that we do, isn't it?
Bitch, what you been tweeting, bitch, 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 bitch. I'm at 253 of my 500 tweets of summer. And by my 500 tweets of summer, I mean my 500 tweets of August. And I'm very proud of that.
Oh, yeah, you're about halfway
And it's
through.
Only, like, really we're recording this on the 10th. Yet. So in 10 days, I've tweeted 253 times. There is something wrong with me.
My tweet. Oh, I had to figure out what the hell 100 Gex was because of these weird lyrics I heard on TikTok. The comments under the official music video on YouTube TikTok. Are sending me.
TikTok.
Look up the music video for Money Machine. The music video was trash, but and the songs aren't really that great, but the lyrics are hilarious. You're like, look at those little arms that look like cigarettes. I bet I could smoke you. It's so dumb. But all the comments are underneath are like, this sounds like if so-and-so was like in a blender or like something was on the moon or whatever. They're just like, they're fucking hilarious. And I was just cackling by myself in my apartment.
I have no idea what I've tweeted.
You've tweeted so many things.
I'm only like 2 days. I've been scrolling that entire time you talked, and I've only gone 2 days back.
I forgot to get abs on my Tiger Run. How am I supposed to go viral now? That's amazing.
And that one isn't going to go viral because nobody likes me. Let's take a moment to remember Thackeray Binks and how hot he was to me as a child.
Oh, Thackeray Binks.
Thackeray the original, Binks. Like,
piece of shit.
Yeah, the original boy. Twink fuck who turned into a cat who was also like really hot. I had to wait 300 years for a virgin to light a candle. Honestly, I rewatched Nightmare Before Christmas and Hocus Pocus this week, and which also brought me a lot of joy. So I was fulfilled. That's all. Shout out to Grandma.
Shout out to Grandma.
Shout out to Grandma. We'll miss you, Grandma. I know that you're ever going to listen to this.
Remix. What is that?
I'm not that girl. Whatever from Mulan. Or not Mulan. Maybe not.
Reflection?
No, whatever. I'm not that girl. Reflection. Never, you're right. I'll have to retweet that with reflection. Like, I'm a stupid asshole. That's anyway, fine. This is the end of our podcast. Don't forget to follow us, like us, retweet us, share us with your friends, do your shit. Peanut Gallery, thanks for being here, being a respectful
audience.
I don't remember hearing a laughter at any of our jokes, but wow, this is it. This is the end. This is the end for us. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and shit.
We've gotta go.
We're gonna go play bingo now, like old ladies. Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, why was that so funny? I don't think whiskey's a good idea.